I would never do that. One of the most uncomfortable truths in the Judas story is how quickly we distance ourselves from him. We read the account and instinctively think, I would never do that. But would we? You did not choose your heredity. You did not choose your environment. You did not choose your upbringing, personality, pressures, or experiences. Much of what shapes human behavior is given long before conscious decisions are ever made. Now, place yourself inside Judas' exact circumstances, his lineage, his pressures, his environment, his place within prophecy, his exact role inside the unfolding story. What would you actually have done differently? Not what you hope you would do. What would you truly do if you were him? That question humbles us. Suddenly, Judas stops looking like a uniquely evil exception and begins looking painfully human. And once that realization settles in, judgment begins softening into understanding. Not because evil becomes acceptable, but because humanity becomes more understandable. Perhaps the story of Judas reveals something larger than Judas himself. That human beings do not operate independently from all shaping forces. They live inside stories, pressures, systems, and purposes far larger than themselves. By Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr.